T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Bauerly, Tom Bauerly, on News Radio 930 WBEN.
No, I got to complain about hanging up on some. Look, guys, I have to go as fast as I can go, and I can't give preference to some people over other people. It's just the way it is. Try to get to as many people as I possibly can. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And I can't keep track of everybody's names when they call in. Little unfair expectation there. I talk to how many hundred people a week, and I don't remember. Anyway, welcome. We are talking about obviously ghost stories. Now, we're obviously talking about the election of 2020. Your experiences voting today. Anything sketchy happen? Anything inappropriate go on? Anything that struck you as being untoward? We've had a few complaints about that already today. If you want, how did you vote? Or if you don't feel comfortable with telling us how you voted, tell us how your friends are voting. I would say, let's see, just a quick tabulation here. There would be, let's see. Of the people that I know well, and I know many people very, very well, I would say roughly 90% of them are Trump voters. Now, how many of those people are actually going to go to the polls? What percentage? I don't know. But it might actually be closer to 95%, come to think about it. And some of them are obviously very, very enthused. Some of them aren't even registered to vote, despite our best efforts to get them registered. But and remember, even if you know that New York State is in all probability a lost cause in terms of the Electoral College for the presidency, there are still other races in your area which are very, very important and which you absolutely need to take part in getting your vote in. Basically. So 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. I will be live until 7 o'clock taking your telephone calls, live until 7, and then we'll have complete live, local, national, everything coverage for you. And what do you think the story is going to be tonight? What will the story be tonight? Are we even going to know the answer tonight? And yeah, there are already reports that the minute one network calls it for Joe Biden, he will assume the mantle of president-elect. And there are reports that President Trump may try to beat him to that, claiming victory before anybody else declares him the victor. This is going to be very, very messy. This is going to be very sloppy, I think. I think at the end of the day, the end of the week, the end of the month, hell, the end of the year, we'll probably have about a zillion court cases over the election. Because remember, if you can't win an election one way, you try to win it the other way in court. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. And next up, we have Sue in Gasport. Sue, you are on.
Hi, Tom. Let's see. I voted today around 11 o'clock. There were only a couple people there. So I go up and I gave her my license. And she said, not found. Okay. And she hands me back my license. So I put my license down. I said, you're punching in something incorrectly. She was punching in my middle name. So that was the first mistake.
Oh, boy.
Then the second mistake, address not found. Okay. is this a joke? And she became a little flustered. And then the other guy said, oh, no, you've got to do this. And she said, your license isn't scanning. And I said, oh, my. What do you want me to do?
Your license is what, not scanning?
Right. So then she just sat back in her chair and she says, I'm new. And then I looked at her. At this time, I was a little aggravated. And I said, well, this is an important election, and they should really have some experience. So the guy got the license to scan, and, you know, then I went on my way, but I was a little aggravated at that, you know. She just gave me back the license, like, go home.
Yeah. So basically, there were two people sitting at the table, and the one person didn't know, in your opinion, what she was doing, and the other person was able to help her out.
Yeah.
But you were able to vote.
Yes, I was able to vote.
Did you watch your ballot slide into the scanner?
I did the same thing you did.
Yeah, because I wanted to make absolutely sure, you know, I wanted to see the clock spin around, and I wanted the machine to tell me that my ballot has been counted before I left that room.
Exactly. After the, you know, with the license episode and
yep.
not found and all that, I said, well, just hold on here. I'm taking my sweet old time with this machine. And, yeah, I did the same thing you did. So that was my experience.
Well, I mean, it sounds like, this is different than the other complaints we've had. The other complaints we've had seem to have been based on a partisan issue. Your complaint seems to be based on a competency issue. And who knows, maybe by now she's got everything down.
Right. Yeah, hopefully. I mean, it was around 11 o'clock, so either she just started the shift or I have no idea. But anyway, I got my vote in and... That's it.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Good experience in Gasport. Your voting experience. What was it like? For those of you who were there at 6 a.m., how bad was it? And I'm interested in hearing from people who voted somewhere between 11 and 1. What kind of lines did you run into? And I suppose there's going to be even bigger lines or just as large lines, as people start filtering home from work. A lot of people wait until after the workday is done so they can get their votes in. Let's go. Well, because you don't want to be held up in line and end up being late for work and docked or yelled at or something like that. Back to the calls. Next up, we have Donna in West Seneca. Donna, your experience voting.
Fine. In and out in 10 minutes. But I want to share with you my unofficial survey driving the other day from Youngstown back to Amherst on country roads. I counted 61 Trump signs and 9 Biden-Harris signs.
Yeah, it's pretty much the reverse in my neighborhood. But one thing, did you notice today, the houses that had no political signs whatsoever on them, the number of houses that suddenly started to sprout Trump signs?
No, but what I did notice is the Trump signs usually were accompanied by an American flag, and the Biden signs, only one house had an American flag.
Interesting. But I did notice houses that I drive by all the time. And today was the first time I saw a Trump flag on them or I saw a Trump sign on them. I thought that was interesting, like stealth hidden voters.
Maybe.
But Donald Trump is not going to win New York. I would I'd walk down Maple Road nude. But give me a few months on that.
I have a suggestion for any person running for any office, whether it's a governor, a senator, a congressman, or woman, president, they should all have an Alzheimer's test. We got two old white guys that are going to be elected. One is
so what? They're old and white. I mean, being white is nothing anybody ought to be sorry for.
No, no.
I mean, that's become such a cliche in our society. Old white guys. Excuse me, but old white guys' lives matter, too.
Yes, they do. But we should make sure whether they're white or any other color that they're competent and that, you know, if you have...
How about the Supreme Court? Should we have made Ruth Bader Ginsburg undergo some tests toward the end? Should we have Clarence Thomas go through tests now, too?
They should do it every 6 months, just like surgeons do, because if a doctor is going to take your life in his or her hands, every 6 months, they have to have a physical, including an Alzheimer's test. And if they fail that test, at the moment their doctor gives them the test, if they fail, their career is over.
So what age do you actually kick that in at? Because there are people with who have, like, dementia in their 50s, in their 40s even.
Yes. Yes. So we're not going to discriminate due to age or man or woman. You can have early Alzheimer's in your 40s or 50s. It's uncommon. But anyone running for office, we have to make sure they're of sound mind and body. Mind.
All right.
Support everybody.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. You know, I don't know, you know, is that practical? I don't know. Is that I think that would probably require a constitutional amendment, because the qualifications for the president are pretty pretty easy. They're pretty basic. Phil could hit him in a few years. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Walter in Depew. Walter, it is your turn. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Howdy.
I voted for Trump on the Republican row, and I was number 130 at the polling place, and that was about 1 p.m.
I think we should have Alzheimer's tests for talk show hosts. Sorry, just a rambling thought that crossed my mind. Okay, so at what time?
What's that?
What time did you vote?
I was there at 1 p.m.
That does not sound like a huge turnout to me.
You know, I walked in, and I was in and out in 2 minutes. It was like getting a cup of coffee at the NOCO.
Yeah, because, I mean, I was, I think, 215 or I was in the 200s, and I would have thought that based on what I was hearing, it would have been a lot more by the time I voted at, like, 10:45.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did something that you can't do when I voted today.
There's a lot I can't do.
Well, I rode my motorcycle to the polling place.
Well, good. I'm happy for you.
I also took my registration card, my voter registration card. So that made it real quick at the desk.
I gave him my license, my driver's license, which, of course, does not have a motorcycle endorsement. But the world needs organ donors. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, now, the reason I called you is because I wanted to tell you why I waited till today to vote.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay. All those people that voted early, that's nice that they voted early, but it doesn't mean that their vote gets counted early. My vote that I cast today will be accounted for before the end of the day. So President Trump gets my vote today.
Of course, at the end of the day or the end of the week or the end of the month, it really isn't going to matter, is it?
Well, everybody's anxious to find out what the results are.
Yeah, but, I mean, it would have to be one incredible landslide.
Mm-hmm. Well, the votes that are mailed in or absentee or whatever, or early voting, we are not going to know the results of those for some time.
Yeah, that's why I say it would have to be one incredible landslide for people to breathe easier. I just have a horrible feeling that this is going to be like 2000 all over again, that this is going to end up going eventually to the Supreme Court.
Don't you think that there's a sleeping giant that was awakened by all of this turmoil?
I'd like to think there was, but, I don't know what the voter turnout is in the states that are actually contested, but from what people are telling me about the numbers they were, you know, based on what I was hearing this morning, I thought people would say, hey, I voted at 8 a.m. and I was number 528, and that's not what I'm hearing. What I'm hearing is not radically different than what I've heard in years gone by during presidential elections, which may be a function of, the situation and the system we have here in Western New York, or the party registrations anyway.
Well, in my own little circle of friends, this election season, I've heard people talk politics that have never spoken about politics before.
And I'll throw that question out too. Have you seen people energized this year, one way or the other, who weren't energized before? Let's go to, I have a very simple way to deal with talking politics when I'm not working, and that is to just walk away, because I refuse to be ensnared. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN, trying to get as many people in as I possibly can. It's always busy here on Election Day. Hopefully it'll stay that way. Here is Jerry in Tonawanda. Jerry.
Hey, Tom.
Yes, sir.
for the first time in 31 years since I moved here, I was asked for my ID. I've never been asked to show my ID before, and they did today, which was nice. But I'd like to know if everybody else, if they had to prove ID, if they asked for ID, because that was kind of strange that they would ask for my ID the first time in 31 years here in Tonawanda. And, I mean, it was nice, but...
Yeah, I mean, I just whipped it out when I walked up to the table. And I brought out the ID, too.
Well, I've never... They just, in years past, they just ask my name, they look it up, and they sign it, and they say, sign here, and that's it. I mean, that's
yep.
how it's been.
You know, that has been my experience, too. I usually bring the card the BOE sends in the mail, but I don't think I got one of those this year, so I just put the driver's license on the table.
Yeah.
That way you don't have to worry about spelling out your name, because it's right there in front of them.
And I think, I don't know, I don't think we're going to know for quite some time. The Democrats, they're going to run this as long as they can, no matter what the outcome. They're going to drag it on and do everything. And like you said, it'll probably go to the Supreme Court, because they're not going to give in. They're not going to accept Trump.
It would have to be one hell of a landslide for them not to go down that road. I think this is going to be a... I mean, it seems to me, I mean, if you want to talk about probabilities, I want to believe that the campaign and rally enthusiasm translates into votes for Trump in the key states. If it is anything like close, there definitely will be court challenges. There might even be court challenges if it's a landslide, the way things go.
Yeah, I wouldn't put anything past them. And this country is doomed if Biden gets in. I mean, we're just up a creek without a paddle. I mean, you know.
I do not disagree. I mean, I'd like to be an optimist and say, well, America will keep on chugging along, but it won't be in a form that is even remotely recognizable to the United States today. I mean, socialism and what we have today are two different things. And, you know, you've got to know in any country's history, you got to know when it's time to bail.
Yeah, and I think if, heaven forbid, Biden were to get in, if he did, I think everybody in the United States should worry about their 401k and go readjust it and take it out.
Well, they say retirement in Costa Rica is nice, Panama is nice, Portugal is supposedly a dream, if you don't mind earthquakes. And Portuguese is tough language, kind of like Spanish, but not really. Thanks very much. I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, no, I mean, you need to know when a country, I'm not saying that we're anywhere close to that right now. I mean, we could be, we might not be, I don't know. But you've got to know the signs to look for that make you say, you know, I don't actually feel safe anymore. And it's probably time to leave. And if you go back in history and look at some of the folks who left Germany in the 1930s, they ended up being the smartest guys in the room. It is 27 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it is Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. So I keep hearing about the long lines at some of the polling places and the astonishing turnout here in Western New York. And you know, I've got to tell you, so far the calls that I'm getting according to the best of my memory and recollection, they're not significantly higher than they were in 2016 or 2012, according to the people who are calling in. Now, one factor may very well be that a lot of people voted early. I mean, over, what, 100 million in America voted early in some way, shape, or form. But I was expecting to hear higher numbers. I was expecting to be higher today when I went in a quarter to 11. I was somewhere in the 200s. Whether she said 215 or 250, I don't know. But kind of curious about your experiences voting today. Anything go wrong? I got a photograph from somebody wearing a One Nation Under God t-shirt who was told to turn it inside out. That one I don't understand because it's not advocating for one candidate or another. Sounds like somebody was being super, super cautious and erring on the side thereof, whoever was polling. That happened at the Marilla Community Center today, according to somebody who emailed me here at the radio station. One Nation Under God doesn't seem to me to be advocating for one candidate or another, but I can well imagine that this year probably less room for latitude than ever before, and I'm not sure to what extent the people manning and womaning the polls have the discretion to make those decisions, but you know, it is what it is. At least the person was able to vote and have their vote counted. And, you know, Rush talked about this several times today, and I feel like it's kind of my duty to continue talking about this. If you haven't voted yet, when you do vote, do not leave the line. Do not leave the line. Don't fall for early media reports about a Biden landslide or anything like that. Don't leave the line, number one. Number two, do not allow your ballots to be placed in a folder and be told that they'll be scanned in later. Insist that you watch your ballot being scanned in. I'm sorry, but I don't trust anybody with my ballot to scan the ballot in later, especially with some of what we've heard from some of the polling places. You know, what if somebody is, I hope you're smart and you're going to vote Democrat, and then they've got a Trump ballot. What are the chances that might not go through the machine? Might be a human error. One never knows. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Everybody in order. Here is Frank in Holland. Frank, your voting experience today. Talk to me about it.
Hey, 9 o'clock. I was number 54. I didn't wear a mask. They didn't give me grief. I was in and out, and I'm hearing a lot of pollster volunteer bashing. You know what? These are just regular people.
Well, it's not bashing. These people who have been criticized have been criticized for legit reasons if the criticisms are true. They shouldn't be saying those things.
If it is true, and you know what? I wasn't there, so I don't know. But here's the thing. Out of the thousands of volunteers, you're going to get that small ratio of, you know, people that make mistakes. They're not trained, professional, paid people that no different, and you know what? They can be baited as well when people walk in. They you know, they're doing their best. There are some that are bad that, you know, I hate. They probably won't come back as long as you know, document it and report it. But, you know, I didn't wear a mask today, and I didn't get a single problem. You know what? They understood. They let me in and out. They, you know what? Thank you to those people, and I just hope everybody votes.
Yes, I hope. I hope everybody votes who is an informed voter.
You know what, the testing?
Yeah. No, I want everybody to vote as long as they're Republican.
Well, if you want to test people on anything instead of, you know, like their mental capability or their physical, you know, capability, you test them on their knowledge of American history.
You know, that's a good point. I mean, the lady said that we ought to be doing brain scans of people for Alzheimer's. Maybe we need to start doing IQ tests and brain scans of voters.
Basic intelligence of the history of government in the U.S. And you know what? If they did and they actually pay taxes, you'll have a lot more Republicans.
It would be very interesting to see. Thanks very much. I mean, that's I do find it interesting, and I found it interesting a long time before 2020. The old expression is, "Wow, his vote counts as much as your vote, and you did the homework, and they didn't, and you know, they had to basically be guided and shown exactly what to do and which circles to fill in, and then, you know, daughter out of the polling area. But no, I mean, nobody's bashing anybody today at the polls, but the complaints we've had, I think two of them that have come in, have been legit complaints. And, you know, it's pretty basic stuff. You don't come off as being partisan one way or the other. That's not what you're supposed to do. That's as basic in doing that, even if it's for one day, as it is for me not to use certain words on the radio that I wish I could use, like to be able to use them, but I can't. Back to the calls on WBEN. I'll let you imagine what those words would be. Here's Becca in North Java on WBEN. Hello.
I was number 20 at 6 o'clock this morning. I had handed in my license to make sure. Even though I knew everybody, I watched my thing get counted. I go to the gym. I turn on the TV as I'm running to the Today Show, and they already said Biden won.
You're the first person to tell me this.
And I will never watch the Today Show again.
So, I mean, exactly what words did you hear? I do not watch the Today Show.
They had some analysis guy come on, and he was showing the states, and he was turning states different colors and said, with all this, Biden has won.
So he was offering an opinion based on numbers that if certain states went certain ways, that Biden would win.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, that's no different than the people who are doing the same thing on the other side. I mean, you can play all kinds of fancy games with graphics. And ultimately, what do you think is going to happen tonight as far as the result? I mean, I don't know that we're going to have a result anytime real soon. I remember the year 2000. You might remember the year 2000. And I think this is going to be a similar thing. And it's going to be ginned up even more than 2000 was.
I think you're correct on that. I don't think we're going to know anything tonight. Some of the states, like New York, I'm very saddened. I'm Trump 2020. All my friends are Trump 2020. But I don't think, other than like New York, but I don't see, you know, I don't see a lot of states going.
No, I mean, there are a ton of states that are going to go blue.
Right.
I mean, it just obviously it stands to reason. We know where they are. These are states that typically go blue, maybe with the exception of 1984. There are pivotal, you know, obviously, as you know, battleground states that are very, very important. There are some states that are definitely solid red, some states that are definitely solid blue, and the rest are up for grabs. And those up for grabs ones are the ones that everybody's watching.
Right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Somebody actually said, what if we have a situation where Trump gets the popular vote, but Biden gets the electoral vote? Could happen. I mean, anything could happen. I said I don't like basing things on feelings, but because of the dearth of numbers upon which I can actually rely, that's the way that I have to be this year. I don't like being that way, but I've got to go by feelings. My feeling is that the momentum the last several days has switched over to Donald Trump. Now, is that momentum going to be enough to win those key battleground states? I hope so, but one never knows. But on the other hand, it is disturbing to me to be fair and honest with you. It's disturbing that a guy who is so obviously senile as Joe Biden, who mumbles and slurs his words at times, and somebody as inexperienced as Kamala Harris, it's disturbing to me that such weak candidates, why we're even talking about this being a close election, from my perspective. And that's not exactly a ringing endorsement of Donald Trump. I mean, COVID came along and changed everything, yeah. But when I look at it and I try to be objective, I think, what is there to even vote on here? What is there really as far as a choice here for people? And it's a little, Again, I'm not trying to sound all doom and gloom, but it's a little disconcerting that such a weak candidate, and there's a chance Donald Trump may not win re-election. I'm not saying he won't win re-election, but there's a chance. There's a chance of anything happening. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. Here is, who's next? Matthew in Amherst with a voting experience. Matthew, speak to us.
Okay, sure. I went to the Eggertsville Fire Department to place my vote at 6 a.m. this morning. I was online for about 35 minutes. The fella came out when we were toward the front, about to enter the door. And he said, if you're in district, where do you live? I said, Millersport. He said, you're district 34. And he said, just walk right in. We walked in, and what had happened was the reason we got in so fast is because he said after he tried to scan the first ballot, the machine went down. So we had to stick all our votes in a box underneath the ballot. And what was really funny, you didn't have to show them any ID. I just said, you know, I live on Millersport, gave them my name. They looked it up. Then after I signed my name, he said, are you sure you're, you know, who I am? And I said, yes. They said, oh, your signature looks like a J. They still didn't ask me for any ID, this or that. And I voted for Trump. And the reason I voted for Trump, I'm hoping all that he clears the swamp in the entertainment field. I'm hoping all these people that say they're going to leave the states, if he wins, they leave.
Well, I mean, that goes both ways. People very, very seldom leave the country with Tom Cruise being, not Tom Cruise, Tom Hanks being an exception. He's now a Greek citizen. Make of that as you will.
Yep, but I just want to give my experience. So,
all right, thank you. All right, so some people were asked for ID. Other people weren't. I didn't give them a chance to ask me. I just threw it out on the table. Well, I didn't throw it on the table. I placed it on the table because, you know, just figure I'd make it easy for everybody and signed where I was supposed to sign. And that was that. Wore a mask. Nobody had to tell me to wear a mask. Wore it. We've had people calling in who said they didn't. Well, one guy who did not wear a mask, and they didn't give him a hard time on that. It is 4:48. If you're just joining us, obviously we're talking about the election, and because today is the big day for a lot of people, it's absolutely huge for a lot of people. Want to know about your voting experiences? How long was the wait? You want to tell us what number you were, and you know what time you voted? Because I thought we might hear some larger numbers today than what we have heard so far in terms of you know, you being number whatever at whatever time it is you voted. As I said, I voted at 10:45 at the meeting house in Williamsville. And everybody there was super, super nice. There were no political comments made. And I was out probably in 5 minutes. And that was it. I literally had one person in front of me. Now, I don't know if I'm presuming these things are cyclical. Like 6 o'clock in the morning, probably a lot of people were there to beat the lines and ended up meeting a line. And then it seems like we might have had another surge at 11 o'clock in the morning. But I'm not sure if that was everywhere or just the people who've called in or emailed with the 11 o'clock in the morning time. Your voting experience, and how is this thing going to play out? How do you see this thing materializing tonight? Now, 4 years ago, we were in here and we were watching states that were supposed to go to Hillary Clinton go to Donald Trump. We were following it, you know, pretty much county by county, state by state, and it became obvious to us well before we said anything on the air that, you know, it kind of looks like Donald Trump has won the election, except it seemed like such an impossible possibility that we were almost afraid to say anything. And that's the honest to God truth, because you don't want to have a Dewey beats Truman moment in this business. That's something people will never let you forget. But I don't think we're going to know the winner tonight. And the way I see it, I think that we're going to see court challenge after court challenge after court challenge after court challenge. I think the possibility is that things could go on for quite some time. Now, I would like it if it was a landslide for Donald Trump. That I would like. Do I think that is going to happen? I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. I figured that he had the momentum heading into today. I still think he's got the momentum heading into today. But the question is, will that momentum help him in the pivotal states he needs? And then there's also another issue that we haven't talked about, really, and that is the issue of fraud. And I'm very concerned about fraud, and fraud has played a major role in other American elections. I mean, forget about the Russians and the Chinese. back in 1960, JFK had all kind of shenanigans, and his old man had all kind of shenanigans at play to give him the election over Richard Nixon. In a fair world, Richard Nixon would have been president in 1960 and not JFK. So, I mean, you go back deeper into history. There have been very hotly contested elections. We almost had a president once named James Blaine, believe it or not. Okay, back to the calls, and here is CJ in Buffalo. CJ, hello.
Hello there. Okay, I voted last week, and I voted in Kenmore at the municipal building. I stood in line with everybody else, and everything was fine. My family all voted today, North Towns and South Towns. Nobody had a problem. And they really didn't see any difference today as opposed to 4 years ago. The only difference was everybody was wearing a mask. But they had no problems, in and out, couple minutes, and that was the end of the story.
I got to tell you, I was expecting a different response from people today, but that's why we take calls, because sometimes what we expect ain't what we get.
Right, and that was North and South. So you got the Republicans and you got the Democrats, and like I said, the only difference they noticed was that everybody was wearing a mask. Okay, the only thing I wanted to mention, okay, all our thoughts are so concentrated on the presidential election, and we're all agonizing over it. However, we really can't forget about the Senate. Last time I checked, there were 35 open seats. And whoever wins, whether it's Trump or Biden, they still got to work with Congress and the Senate. So maybe, you know, wherever your loyalties lie, maybe your dreams won't come true.
This is true, but my nightmare would come true if the Democrats win the presidency and win the Senate, and of course they'll win the House. Then it's like, oh my God, the entire country is going to be a big version of New York State.
Well, that's happened before, and we're still standing. I'm not worried.
I am, because this Democratic Party is not the Democratic Party of 20 years ago, 30 years ago, or JFK. JFK would be considered a white racist extremist by today's standards.
Well, the Republican Party is not the same party we had 20, 30 years ago either. We all change. We all evolve. We just got to figure out how to make it work.
In the practical world, I mean, it's a nice vision and it's a nice thought, but in the practical world, politics is power and power is used. If you don't use power, basically, you know, ask Donald Trump about the first 2 years. If you don't use power, it has a way of getting away from you. And that's one thing about the Democrats. They know how to use power. If you live in New York State right now, you should understand they know how to use power. In fact, we don't really have a say. We've got a governor till April of next year who is basically the dictator of New York State. I mean, how's that working out for you?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.